This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, you're going to take a look at a wide variety of health issues that affect each and every one of us. We'll be talking about how like attracts like. In other words, good attracts more good. We'll be talking about having a luminous life. And we'll wrap up today with a look at constellation healing with Gary Stewart. He hasn't been on the show for a while. We'll catch up with Gary, who's going to be appearing on a national TV show in just a couple of months. All that and much, much more. I'm Mark Allen. I'm kind of your guide as we take a look at your health here on Late Night Health, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We go south of Ventura, California, where we are based, and we head off to the desert area as we speak with John Rubinow, Dr. John Rubinow. His CV is impressive. Medical school, research, you name it. Dr. John has done it, and now he is the head of scientific innovation and the U.S. medical advisor for Duroscience. Dr. John, welcome to Late Night Health.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're an MD, correct? Medical doctor.
What, I am.
What is your board certified in?
My training is in orthopedic surgery, which is kind of a far cry from the wellness aspect of medicine. As I get older, I'm 62 now, I just realized the importance of wellness in overall health and achieving the ability to live your best life. I've kind of changed paths, if you will.
You saw the light, maybe?
It's been a beautiful journey for me, and I continue to look all the time, every day. It's been a fascinating kind of evolution for me in terms of my outlook on life and medicine and how everything interconnects. And I want to later get into the dimensions or aspects of wellness with you.
Well, I want to talk about that too, and I'm going to jump into it now. As a doctor in medical school, did they teach you about wellness? Do they? Say that again?
I'm older. I went to med school from 1980 to 84, and if I recall correctly, we may have had two lectures in 4 years on nutrition. Now, people, you know, we didn't know what we know now. We certainly didn't know about the benefits of things like meditation and eating more healthily. Med school for me was, you just got bombarded with, boy, everything from organic chemistry and cellular metabolism, and they broke down everything. There was so much knowledge thrown at you. It was sort of hard to get a big picture for health and wellness. I just don't think they knew about it back then.
Even today, it's 24 hours.
A lot of medicine, they just overlook the whole aspect of wellness and all of the spokes that go into wellness. You know, it's not a complicated or overwhelming thing, but it is multifaceted. And, you know, I'm big on saying that it requires of everyone, of every one of us, some discipline and some commitment and some natural curiosity, if you will, into how we can live our best lives. I always say that longevity without health is like a beautiful cupboard. You could have a handcrafted cupboard and you open it up and it's empty.
Well, it'd be like being in a prison. It'd be like being in a personal prison.
It is. It's, you know, health wealth. And you can be the wealthiest person in the world, and I'm sure there are many listeners out there that have a huge bank account, but they're not healthy, and they're not happy.
My wife's grandfather told me years ago, he said, when you get older, travel. Do what you and Carol want to do. Because if you wait until you can afford it, you'll die and never achieve it.
I agree.
I do too.
I'm of the do it now philosophy. If you can, do it now.
Absolutely.
Whatever that is, whether it's traveling or quitting a job that you hate going to, talk about being in a prison. There's so many of us. We hate getting up. We hate going to work.
I think it's 80% of the American people.
Yeah, there's no passion. You've got to find something that you're passionate about. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you lay tile or you clean pools. I have a, for the first time, now that I live in La Quinta, California in the desert, I have a pool, and I've never had a pool before. And I've become very good friends with this young gentleman who used to work for somebody in the pool cleaning business. He started his own business. He loves what he does, and you can tell. He's so friendly. He's so responsible. This guy is living a beautiful life.
And
some might say, well, boy, how can you live a beautiful life? You clean pools. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
It's finding joy in life every day. And again, that I kind of look at wellness as having six major spokes to a wheel. And in order for that wheel to travel with maximal efficiency, all six, although they're different, they're all interconnected. And they help that wheel go down the path of not only longevity, but health and living life every day to its fullest.
Our guest is Dr. John Rubino. He is the head of scientific innovation and U.S. medical advisor for DuraScience USA. We're going to find out more about the spokes that Dr. John just told us about, but let's talk about DuraScience for a second. They a supplement manufacturer and developer?
They are. They have oral supplements as well as dermal or topical applications. Yes, and basically, we at DuraScience, we try to break things down to the cellular level, and we're really involved in cellular regeneration and repair within the body, and we've got products that deal with weight management as well as dermal or skin revitalization, and we've got products that are specifically designed for women that are having some women issues.
Menopause?
Down below, if you will.
Okay, all right.
It's a beautiful thing. We've also got some things, very proprietary products that are all natural that help in everything from helping with immune function to mood swings to blood sugar spikes.
When I see you on Friday, Dr. John and I are going to be getting together on Friday at the Natural Products Expo West. The mood swing thing might be a good thing. I work in radio, and there's ups and downs in that. By the way, the 10 years ago, would you have been open to working with a company such as DuraScience?
Probably not. I'm being totally honest with you. I just wasn't in that mind space. It's not so much that I didn't believe in it. I just didn't know about it. I was ignorant, you know?
And what turned you on? What said, uh-oh, I've been doing this wrong? Or there's another way.
As I got older and my body started, I was, you know, I played baseball my whole life. And even as a, in senior leagues, there are senior leagues, throughout the country. And I was living in Los Angeles at the time. And I remember going to, I was reading the back of an orthopedic journal, and it said, Big League Baseball Sports Medicine Conference. And I'm like, well, what's this? And they talked a little bit about it, and it said, you know, you get continuing medical education credits, and we talk about sports-related injuries, which I was very interested in, and you also play baseball, and you get to meet all these old, retired players. And I hadn't played baseball since the summer of 1980, right before I went to med school. I played in a very competitive league in Dallas. And I think this was 1992. So I went to this conference, and it was great, and I hadn't played baseball again, 13 years?
But it was like riding a bicycle, I know, right?
Oh, my God. Well, I was 38, 37 at the time? And that's kind of old, be playing baseball. But I could still play a little bit. And there were some...
I want to see you at 62. We're going to take a time out. By the way, if you're interested in products from DuraScience, they are a member of the NPA, Natural Products Association. Go to DuraScience.com, DuraScience.com. Dr. John Rabineau is our guest here on Late Night Health. Visit us, Dr. John, visit us at LateNightHealth.com and Facebook.com/LateNightHealthRadio. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Don't you dare go away. Much more coming up with Dr. John.
Think of love as a great festival of moonlit alchemy created by a joyous heart. This joy occurs when you share your magic with the world. I see kindness as a heavenly gift that's packaged with love and sealed with an angel's kiss. And it's meant to be delivered by your beautiful smile. Smile at this very moment and feel this loving light fill your heart. Let go of your doubts and shed your fears. This will allow the angels to guide your precious heart where it needs to go. There's always been a beautiful plan for you. Trust in this big picture.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Coming up in our next segment, Robert Clancy will be joining us. We're going to be talking about how like attracts light. I think I got that right. We'll find out more from Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers, coming up next on Late Night Health. And then Daryl and I think we're going to have some time to talk. We'll see. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wang. We're talking about Durascience right now. And Dr. John Rubinaugh, who is the head of scientific innovation and the U.S. medical advisor for Durascience USA. Let's talk about your five or six spokes in that wheel very quickly. And,
sure.
And to optimize wellness, what do we do?
I break it down into, I called it SOS PI. I try to break things down so I can actually remember them. So SOS PIE. One is spiritual. One is occupational. One is social, and that means either your community and the environment that you live in. Physical, intellectual, and then emotional. And those are the six spokes that I think of in the wheel of wellness. They're all interconnected. And each element or dimension, if you want to call it that, each contributes to wellness. And for that wheel of wellness to be going down the right path as smoothly as possible, you need to do all six. And like I said earlier, it's not complicated and it's not overwhelming, but these dimensions of wellness are multifaceted, and it requires each one of us. It's our obligation to live our best lives, to be our best selves, to go through each one of those. So something like spiritual, and it doesn't necessarily have to mean a specific religious practice. You can have a pursuit of harmony and self-awareness that involves things like meditation.
And does that make you healthier in general?
I think, and I can only speak for me, and I'm going to be perfectly honest, I don't meditate nearly as much as I should. When I was living in Los Angeles and it was just a very stressful environment, I meditated much more. It made me a calmer, kinder, more patient, more aware, self-aware human being. I was a much, much better human when I was practicing meditation regularly than when I didn't.
And if, I have a feeling that you're one of the kindest people on the planet. It's just an intuitive thought.
Well, thank you. I have my moments. Believe me, we all do. We're all human.
We are. Let's talk about supplements. Let's talk about things like the FDA and antiquated laws. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm fairly outspoken. I don't believe that the FDA really serves to protect people anymore. I think it's all about making money for big pharma. You can comment on that, or you can say pass.
I agree with you. It all comes down to money, unfortunately. And, prescription meds have their place, certainly. And, I'm not going to disparage them. But we've become so reliant on medicine. And look at the opioid epidemic that's going on.
Absolutely.
And that is 100%, well, maybe not 100%, but it's a majority of the of the burden, the responsibility falls on healthcare practitioners just handing that stuff out like candy. It's
right.
Crazy. I mean, doctors are so overwhelmed now with patients with pain that they'll just give them the meds, go away. I've got to see another patient.
No, it's not. And I've also said that insurance companies are telling the doctors how to practice, and they're there to make the bottom line. They're not there to make
That's
people
been going well. On for years.
Yeah.
It's shameful, to be honest with you. I'll tell you right now, I have never been and never will be a member of the AMA.
Oh, my.
Never.
Just I congratulate you.
I don't want to politicize medicine. I just don't. And I agree with you about the FDA. It has a purpose and it does some good things, but it hasn't kept up with the times. Not at all.
We're running out of time, and we're going to have to do this again. I promise you that we will do this again soon.
I would love it.
We have a couple of moments, but as I said, are there differences in supplements? There's good manufacturing practices. Following guidelines set up by the NPA is another way. DuraScience does that and more, and we're...
Oh, yes. I'm not going to get into any kind of proprietary patented stuff, but, I mean, there is no doubt in my mind. I'm very, very cognizant of this. It's incredibly important to me that we test our products not only for efficacy, but that the products that we do use are of the highest caliber.
Got it. Dr. John, we have to go. DuraScience.com is a place to look. DuraScience.com. Doctor, hold on, okay? I want to talk to you just before our next segment. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Hope you're having a great night. Join us at LateNightHealth.com, LateNightHealth.com. Coming up next, Robert Clancy as Late Night Health continues.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Investigators remain on the scene through the overnight in Pomona, where a couple of police officers were shot and wounded when responding to a possible barricaded suspect. The shooting was reported just after 9 o'clock last night along South Palomares Street. No information has been provided about the situation that they were called out for originally or whether the suspected shooter is in custody. But this is a developing story. Be sure and stay with KABC for the very latest. The gunman and three hostages are dead at a veterans home in Northern California.
Four bodies were found after a day-long standoff at the largest veterans home in the country. Police say they don't know why a gunman walked into a going-away party for some employees of a nonprofit group that helps veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan suffering from PTSD and started shooting. I'm Dave Alpert.
790 KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, patchy fog, drizzle, rain, 30% chance, low of about 54. Right now it's foggy and 57 in downtown LA. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Gallen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. How are you, Daryl?
I'm groovy today.
Groovy? Can I tell people what you did yesterday?
What? Which part of what I did yesterday?
I only know one part.
Which part is that?
That was teaching.
I taught a class yesterday. History of radio.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was broadcast journalism. That was last year.
That was last year. That's so last year.
That's so last year. Well, I'm glad you... did you have fun?
It was a blast, yeah. It was a good time.
You know, I was there with you, I think, last year, and we only had five students in the class.
Yeah, there were 26.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's super. All right, we go to upstate New York near Albany, and we talk with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. Visit him at soulciphers.com. Look for him at Amazon. He's an Amazon bestseller a couple of times over. Let's see. And you can also check him out at guidetothesoul.com. And last but not least, his pretty picture is on the front page of latenighthealth.com. Robert, we're going to talk today about light, as in white light, attracting like, L-I-K-E. Am I correct?
That is correct. And yes, and welcome from upstate New York. We're experiencing nor'easter today. So that's
another one.
For those of you that don't know, that's when a whole lot of snow comes down from the clouds.
it's funny. Carol said to me the other day, doesn't Robert and Swami live up in upstate New York? And I said, yeah. She said, have they mentioned a nor'easter?
Oh,
not 15 minutes later, one of you guys used that word, a word that me as a Southern Californian have not heard yet.
Well, now you're enlightened, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So
okay.
My inspirational thought is, when light comes together, the brightness only increases. When darkness meets itself, nothing changes unless there is a glimmer of that light. And it's then that the darkness has been defeated. And I've been thinking about this recently because I walk into a room, you're smiling, you're sharing positive things, and people just gather around you, and then all of a sudden they're all smiling and sharing things, and it's like the entire room is lit up, and it's this beautiful light that when people come together. So when you are exuding that, you're bringing in the same type of people, or at least that mindset where the light does attract the like, and bringing in those, but also people will start referring you to people like that. And it's not only increased my business, my networking connectivity, my passions, my social reach of getting positive messages out even further. So that's, it's all part of that. So when you light it up, light it up.
When you talk about light, you're talking about like white energy, and we've talked about meditation on the show. We've talked about energy healing, and a lot of people, a lot of practitioners talk about, you know, bringing that light into your body, into your mind, and into your life, because light attracts good. Instead of like, it would be light, L-I-G-H-T, attracts good.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure on the metaphysical level, I'm a science guy, so who has a spiritual side?
But a very large spiritual side, Robert.
Yes, but it's part of just the mindset of that, and changing your attitude to a positive one will bring in what you need. It can change how your outlook on that day is going. And you're not going to release the hormones that create depression, that create that darkness around you. And even in grief, you know, I've had a lot of that recently with the, you know, where several family members and friends have crossed over, or, you know, as people say, they're lost or they're passed away. And I look at that and think, you know, anytime that I'm feeling that grief, I know that's the equivalent of the love that I have in my heart. And there's no greater light than that, and knowing that your love goes that deep.
I was working late last night, and when I came in to see my wife, she was watching, she said, this is the stupidest movie, one of the stupidest movies ever made. I don't even remember what it was called. But as it ended, I thought of you, because I watched the last 10 minutes with her, and it said, love is everything. Which is your message. And I thought, whoa, baby, I just got hit in the head with that. And the movie is new. It was from 2017. I don't even think it made theatrical release. But I was amazed that.
Well, I can expand on that because, love is everything. And also love has no beginning or end. But the interesting thing about it is it needs to start with your own heart. So it's an internal view of yourself. When you have that light within your soul, you have an unlimited supply of that. So why not light it up out there? And if you share it, some people hold on to that love almost as if, I got this visual, like they run around with like a little tiny cup of whatever that is, their light energy, and then they encounter somebody who knocks their hand or whatever, and it spills. And they're sitting there mired in this quagmire of, you know, I lost my cup of light because of you. You just took it away. And I'm sitting there laughing because I visualize them standing on a beach next to the ocean of unlimited supply of that, what they're trying to hold in that little cup. And you just need to dip your toes in there. And it's called life. It's called sharing. It's called opening your heart, being open to the possibilities of sharing that kindness out there.
One of the things that occurred to me is that love is also light, white light, L-I-G-H-T. It can be purple, by the way. I don't think the color means anything, but would you agree with that?
Yeah, I have a funny picture of that. I find that angels always win a battle with the darkness. Do you know why?
No, why?
their weapon of choice is light.
Like a lightsaber.
Correct. And I am a big science guy, so I love Star Wars.
I do, too. I still want to know
and
how
it's a
super...
great story, you know. And
it is.
There's an excellent documentary out there called Finding Joe. And I caught this, I was interviewed on a radio show, and the woman said this is a movie that, you know, documentary that changed her life. And she lost her eyesight. And she interviewed me. It was a radio interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched this movie, and it's about all of mythology and how every great story we've ever told, from, you know, Ulysses on the Odyssey to The Wizard of Oz to Star Wars to all of these amazing stories, they all have common things that describe the human condition. And when you break it down, you start out and you have to blaze your way through this forest. So you think of, you start out and something disruptive happens. So I'll take The Wizard of Oz as an example. So Dorothy's there. The tornado comes in.
Right.
Her home's ripped up. She's sent to another place, right?
Right.
And then the journey starts. And they're lost and they have to find themselves. And then the witch comes and that's your nemesis. And there's a death that happens and a rebirth. So remember when she falls in the poppy field and then she comes back and almost everything is lost, you know, the scarecrow and all, you know, get torn apart and all the things happen. And at the end of the movie, what's she trying to do? She's trying to go home, right? And what do they say? Just click your heels together because you had that power within you all the time. You just needed to believe in yourself.
And
isn't that amazing? Like every story out there,
absolutely.
You know, look
it's
at
the
Luke
same.
Skywalker. The power was within you to do whatever, you know?
Don't try. Do.
Yes.
I've got that posted on my wall. Our guest, of course, is Robert Clancy. He's a regular here on Late Night Health. He is the author of Soul Ciphers, and you can check him out at soulciphers.com. Robert, I was thinking about this. You have to love yourself before you can love other people, don't you?
And it does start there, yeah. And it's not being selfish. There's a difference between self-love and selfish. And self-love is, if you can't find that within yourself, how do you open yourself to someone else? And the first thing is to look at how beautiful that you are and the beauty that you contain within yourself just by being you.
Would you say that there are people who have that little cup of love that they're carrying it around, and other people have a big cup of love, and they're sloshing it on everybody they can. They want to spill it.
They might, and it may be because there's certain things that are, you know, they're stuck, and it's almost like that playbook that you go back to. Why are you going back to that playbook? That's the question. If you know that play doesn't work, it's almost like you're in the football field and you're going to run that same one and the team already knows what you're doing.
Right.
And then they have the defense against that and your quarterback gets sacked every time. Why do you keep doing it? It's not going to make any change, right? You're not going to move the ball forward.
It's like being in a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Right? They just keep running, running and running. I talked to a friend of Daryl's and mine yesterday. His name will be unmentioned. And I said, how are you? And his answer was, well, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, I'm getting old, I can't walk, I can't drive, I don't feel. And that's not really what I wanted to hear, of course. But, and there are people like that. And he, to me, he doesn't have any love for himself, and life is a struggle for him.
Yeah, you know, there's that, you just made me think of something funny, because I always laugh about stuff like that, and I meet people that do that, when you ask them, everything's horrible.
Right.
Or when it hurts. And what was, I'm trying to think of the comedian, but it was, does it hurt when you do that? And, you know, was that the doctor's? And the doctor said, well, then don't do that.
Yes, exactly. it's the old bend the arm joke.
Yeah.
Right?
Does it hurt when you bend your arm like this?
Yeah.
I was actually in Taekwondo, and in a class, and we had finished sparring, and there was this guy, he'd complain every time that, you know, so-and-so hit me, and this happened, and blah, 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 and he couldn't spar, you know, and he was horrible at martial arts. Not, you know, in the sports sense, it just, was not his thing. And he'd get the tar kicked out of him every time. And he'd claim, you know, it was always this and that, or I got a broken rib. So he went up to the master and said, you broke my rib. And he said, well, lift your arms up. He says, does that really hurt like that? And he started looking, yeah, it hurts. And he said, well, then it's not a broken rib. You wouldn't be able to lift your arms. Stop complaining, and put your gear on, and get back out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Conquer the dragon.
You know, talking about light, attracting light. Let's bring that to health. Okay, we'll take a couple of minutes off. Robert's spending some more time with us. He does that every now and then, especially when I mess up my timing on scheduling guests. So I appreciate him hanging around. The insane Daryl Wayne is with us. I'm here. I'm Mark Allen, and you at home are with us, and we'd like you to join us at facebook.com/LateNightHealthRadio. Don't go away, Robert. Daryl and I return as Late Night Health moves forward.
Think of love as a great festival of moonlit alchemy created by a joyous heart. This joy occurs when you share your magic with the world. I see kindness as a heavenly gift that's packaged with love and sealed with an angel's kiss. And it's meant to be delivered by your beautiful smile. Smile at this very moment and feel this loving light fill your heart. Let go of your doubts and shed your fears. This will allow the angels to guide your precious heart where it needs to go. There's always been a beautiful plan for you. Trust in this big picture.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Robert Clancy is our guest, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. And we've been talking about light attracting like. And Robert says he has the Angelic Health Plan. Is that cheaper than the Anthem Blue Cross program I'm currently subscribed to, Robert?
Well, yes. And people always ask me why I'm so happy. And I'm not any happier than you. I just show it, I think, a lot more. But I followed my Angelic Health Plan. So here it is. Smile when you wake up. Wrap yourself in a blanket of love. Share at least 2 hugs a day. Run with an open heart. And most importantly, love, love, love.
That's
the health plan.
That sounds good to me. But at the same time, we all have to pass over. We have to cross over at one point. I think we all want to do, like a friend of mine's mom was 104, and she called him up and said, son, could you make me an appointment for at the beauty parlor tomorrow? I'd like to have my hair done and maybe a little makeup. She went to sleep that night and did not wake up. But he had the beautician come over and he had makeup put on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the way we all want to go, isn't it?
Yeah, it's life well lived. And I had 4 funerals recently and each one was different. And it was amazing that, the first one was a celebration of the family and the legacy. Because it's my uncle. He had great, great grandkids. He was almost 100 years old. He's up in his 90s. And the second one, they just avoided. They were all in the room away from. They couldn't deal with the death and avoiding it or not facing it. And I guess that's part of life is, facing your own mortality.
Right.
And I found that, one of the biggest challenges is, the fear that you get from when you feel, think about it. When did you first learn what death was? How old were you? And how did it make you feel? You're probably thinking at that time, I learned my grandfather passed away. And I remember going to the funeral and I'm like, what, this party ends?
Right.
Nobody told me about this when I got here.
Right. I had a favorite aunt and she died. And our daughter was about 3, maybe 4 years old. And we had no place to leave our daughter. And we brought her to the funeral. And
right.
she had met Aunt Till numerous times and was trying to wrap her arms around it. And she said, very precociously, so Aunt Till is going into a box and we're putting it in the ground. Yes. We're throwing her away.
Yeah.
I mean, and I said, well, yes. And then, but part of her, goes on. And
right.
That part she couldn't, at 4, she didn't get.
Well, it's good to, with our son too, we, growing up, your parents were sheltering you from dealing with death.
Of course.
And our son has attended every funeral that we've attended, growing up. And he was the only child in the whole thing. And he understood what it meant. And it was a great way to teach him about all of that. But you know, if you also think about when was the first time, you know, you think about when you learned about death, but I guarantee you, you knew what love was prior to that. And that's the point, because our whole existence is based on that, because that's all there is and all there ever will be.
Love is everything, as you said earlier.
Right.
The one of the things that was had a major effect on me is that my radio mentor, Ron McCoy. You remember Ron? I don't think you ever met him.
I knew of him. I did not meet him.
Right. So Ron became a minister after his radio days, and he was diagnosed with cancer and was told he had 6 to 8 months to live, and I think he made himself go. He passed within weeks because he didn't want his family to suffer, and he did it himself. I miss him. It's been years and years and years. I still miss him. And he keeps saying to me every now and then, I hear his voice saying, what the hell are you doing? Robert, thank you for joining us here on Late Night Health, as you do every week. We will not only talk next week, but I will be spending some time with Robert at a conference. Robert Clancy, author of Soul Ciphers, here on Late Night Health. We'll see you next time, Robert.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you next hour, everybody.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.